Today on Laura Lynn and Friends.
I want to pull something that should be terrifying to you, right? Now, they're talking about vaccinating our food supply with things that modify the genes permanently and that may or may not be transmissible to people.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the beginning of the last days. My name is Laura Lynn Tatter-Thompson, and I'm thrilled to be here with you. And I am so excited about these days. I'm not upset. I know that the world's going a little bit crazy, and we are seeing some fallout. We are seeing evil exposed like we have never seen in our lifetime. I absolutely love that. I mean, in the United States of America, they're finally exposing the FBI and the CIA, for what they're doing, and to actually find out that, you know, basically it looks like the CIA was behind the killing of a president. I mean, this is horrible, but in a way, it's kind of good that evil is being exposed. And, you know, my father, he loved that. My dad, my missionary parents, they taught me the love of the word, and I love to open up my shows by reading from my dad's Bible, which he has underlined from cover to cover. And today it fell open to Psalms 102, verse 25. And my dad underlined three verses. And it says, "Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth," verse 25. "And the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou are the same, and thy years shall have no end." I serve a God whose dominion will never end, whose justice will never end. So I'm in good shape then. He's in control. He's in control of everything that goes on in the earth. He deposes kings and he puts in powers that have control over us. Did you know that? So we're right now looking at Biden in the United States of America, and also the most tyrannical prime minister that we've ever had in our lifetime, Justin Trudeau. Just an absolute shame. You know, he talks about democracy. It's just laughable. But in any case, these are godless men who have taken root over our country, over North America, two leaders that are in cahoots, basically, doing a lot of damage to our world. However, God is a God of justice. And nobody understands that better than my guest, attorney Tom Renz. So he has been at the forefront of the legal, educational, and legislative aspects of what he terms the lawfare battle for freedom. We understand that here in Canada, especially after the Freedom Convoy and all of the trouble that has ensued since then. Well, the United States of America has their own problems going on. We're going to hear about some of those. So filing his first COVID lawsuit in 2020 and fighting against COVID corruption from the beginning, he continues to lead and collaborate on many major lawsuits in multiple states, challenging government fraud, business closures, vaccine mandates, and cover-ups, while simultaneously exposing big tech censorship, oh yes, and the lack of informed consent protections for American consumers exposed to mRNA products. He has been one of the most outspoken. Sometimes referred to as the people's attorney, he is relentless in his pursuit for justice and accountability. Tom Renz, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us once again.
It's an honor to be here. I always appreciate it. It's interesting, Laura, you know, you guys are up in Canada, and it's we talk about it as though there's something different. A different country, different this, different that. I watch France burn. I look at what you're dealing with Trudeau, and, you know, we all bleed red. And if we don't have some compassion for what we're dealing with, we've really lost a lot of our humanity. And what you guys are dealing with up there is exactly what we would be dealing with, but for a few extra protections in our Constitution. So, we need to pay attention, and we need to fight for freedom for all of humanity.
I've come to really appreciate those protections you're talking about, because having not had them, we have actually been brutalized. A lot of Canadians are really traumatized at what Trudeau has done. And I see that you're fighting hard. I love when I see a video clip of attorney Thomas Renz just giving it. letting them have it for what they've put you through in the United States of America. But you're right in that you have had some protections that is given to you, I guess. Is it the difference between being a republic and a democracy? I think, you know, those things are sort of written into your protections that we don't have, and especially, you know, your rights to gun ownership, which is really being violated on us up here.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that our First and Second Amendment are probably the two most important things that we have going on here. And they've probably provided a lot of things that you don't see elsewhere. I mean, Australia, 30 years ago, before they took all the guns away, I don't think they could have did what they did. You know, ultimately, the Second Amendment is something that we use here in America as the ultimate check against tyranny. And it's something that nobody wants to use. You know, the reason that I fight the way that I do is because I don't ever want to have to use that. And there is no worse situation than a civil war where there's a war at your doorsteps and that your children have to worry about. So, you know, we fight for peace and we fight for justice and we fight through the law so that we don't have to get there. But we never, ever, ever can forget that ultimately, the side that's got the most guns is going to be the one that makes the final decision. And, you know, right now, if we the people couldn't defend themselves, well, we see what's happened elsewhere in the world. So I think the First Amendment, which they're trying to take out, trying to block our religious liberties, trying to censor our free speech, trying to prevent the ability of us to associate and to communicate, those things are all under attack. But there are limits because we do have the Second Amendment.
It's absolutely fantastic. And I never understood that actually until this last 3 years. I never understood why it's so important to own a gun, you know. And we actually went out and got our PAL licenses and so that we can be gun owners. But, you know, we don't want to think of our life coming to that. But apparently no. Some places, look at what's happening in France and these different places on the world stage, complete civil war happening.
Yeah. Well, and not by accident either. I mean, you know, if we look at the United States, we know we've got people who are working on the southern border who have video, who have documents, have evidence. You know, there's a lot of military-aged Iranians and Chinese people coming through the border. And why? Why does Iran, why does China have a bunch of their military-aged people coming through our southern border? You know, there's a lot of risk there and a lot of problems there, and there's really nothing good coming from it. And they're coming through illegally. They're not coming through in any sort of a structured way. It's not like they're getting a green card and coming here to do something. So, you know, there's a lot of problems going on. You know, you guys up in Canada, the same sort of thing. I mean, Trudeau's been bussing in Chinese people for I don't know, years now. You know, it's why would you trust the CCP? And I don't think we wanted to ever be at a point where we're discriminating against people for any reason, but why would you trust the CCP sending over a bunch of their military trained, military age people to your country when they're openly talking about their disdain for freedom? Why would you do that? It just seems unsensible to me.
It's really interesting. And, you know, I have a friend that has returned from China. And on a very ironic note, one of the things that that he found out was that the Chinese people are actually looking at Canada and saying, wow, you guys are really under tyranny. I mean, it's got to be bad when Chinese people are saying to a Canadian, like, wow, we're watching like that, you know, that there's some things that are even like too much for them, which is really interesting. But of course, Xi Jinping, you know, I think that he desires to rule the world. And so we need to be, you know, on guard. Now, Tom, you've had a lot going on and a lot of projects that you're on. Are you still working to expose the dangers of the mRNA vaccines? Because I know that you were doing some work in that regard.
Yeah, we're doing an immense amount of work on that. And one of the things, this is really going to be an important thing, right? One of the things that people are not talking about enough, because we're still working on educating people about this, is mRNA is a platform that's received trillions of dollars of investment money, right? And it's not mRNA as in messenger RNA. You've got to understand that what the real investment money is about is gene therapy, Now, that's crucial. And so I've been doing an immense amount of work over the last month or so on that whole gene therapy approach to medicine. Because what's happening is mRNA got such a bad rap with COVID because of the died suddenly, everybody's dying. We were very successful, thanks to people like you, in getting the words out on this. And so everybody knows mRNA vaccines are terrible. So now they're working on alternative mechanisms to introduce gene therapies into you. They want to do it through a lot of different things. And so we've been focusing a lot. We found that they're doing it. They're putting it into our food supply. We found that they're actually engineering even mosquitoes. And you got to understand that these things that we're finding out sound science fiction, but these aren't patents, right? So there's been a lot of people who've done great, great work, and I appreciate them and I applaud them for their work for pulling out patents on things. But a patent is evidence something might be done. I've got studies, I've got photographs, I've got images, real world application. A study means that you're actually doing it, okay? Patent means that you're working on it. Study means you're doing it. We've got studies showing, I've got an NPR article. So for those of you that are familiar with the United States, it's National Public Radio, right? And they are a left-wing outlet in the United States. They are by no means good. They're talking about Bill Gates has developed a way to genetically modify mosquitoes to introduce a malaria vaccine through their bite. They call the mosquitoes flying syringes. And this is a really big deal, because how can you give informed consent if they genetically modify a mosquito to give you a vaccine? And the answer is you can't. So this is happening now. And meanwhile, interestingly enough, we see an outbreak of malaria occurring in the southern states in the United States, where Bill Gates has been releasing genetically modified mosquitoes. Now, Bill Gates says, and it's actually a company that's being funded by Bill Gates, a company named Oxitec, that their mosquitoes are genetically modified to reduce the mosquito population and have nothing to do with the malaria mosquitoes. But isn't it interesting that the funding comes from Gates on all projects, right? And one genetic modification of the mosquitoes versus the other. At the same time, and I know I'm kind of long here, but I want to give context on this. We see Gavi, which is one of the international vaccine crews, talking about their expectation that by 2026, they're going to see, they're expecting, and by 2030, 100 million doses of malaria vaccine per year to be on the market, because they're expecting the demand to go that high. What do they know that we don't? Because right now there's no demand for malaria vaccines.
100%. Absolutely shocking. So we've been hearing about, the malaria, 5 cases or whatever, and that's really bizarre and very dangerous. I come from Uganda. I was born in East Africa. We were always concerned about malaria. My dad had malaria. It made him very, very sick. Actually, he almost died. And to think that they're messing with us, I mean, they continue to just mess with humanity. So thank you for do you think, is this really Bill Gates is behind this study or this, they're basically just playing with humanity?
Well, so let me tie this in further, right? So, the Gates Foundation is funding a lot of this. There's no question about that. But let's talk about how this is working, right? So if they're developing new vaccines for these mosquitoes, these mosquito-engineered vaccine needle things, whatever, how do you develop a new vaccine for this? Yeah. Well, you do gain-of-function work, right? Well, gain-of-function work is the mechanism by which they develop these. They create different versions of this malaria, and they make it more dangerous, and they put and then they develop their flying syringes with their mosquitoes for it. That's what they did with COVID, right? And that's what they do with a lot of other. That's the purpose of gain-of-function, so that they can develop vaccines. At least that's what they tell us. So, the thing that I don't know is, are they performing gain-of-function work on malaria? And isn't that interesting if they're doing it and now they're expecting, 100 million doses of malaria vaccines in a few years? We've created a situation, and COVID was very clear, because we know that, that COVID was created in the lab in Wuhan. And now they say, we know that, you know, they've called COVID the most profitable event in human history. That's what they said at the World Economic Forum in 2021. So now they're saying, hey, we need to invest because we're going to have 100 million demand for 100 million malaria vaccine dosages per year by 2030. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that? What, your modeling is that good? You just know it. We're supposed to believe that, just like we're supposed to believe that COVID was an accident until we found out that you made it in a lab. Okay, so we've got that going on. You've got all this money there just waiting. So, you know, everybody's saying, now throw in one last variable. This is conspiracy theory because it's a theory about a conspiracy. But, you know, we're hearing that the next plandemic, and I can't prove this because it's predictive. It's much like, the, you know, them telling us that by 2030. Now, I can give you the piece of paper that shows that they're predicting, need for 100 million doses a year of malaria vaccine by 2030. But I can't show you this. What we're hearing from people on the inside, because we got whistleblowers all over, is that the next plandemic, and I say with an L, plandemic, will be likely more dangerous and may target children. Malaria is more dangerous. It targets children. I don't have any evidence that that'll be the next plandemic. I don't know if that'll be the next plandemic. But what I do know is it's worth considering. It's worth thinking about. Because at this point, I don't trust anything they do. And so what I do is I look at where the money's going. Well, they're spending a bunch of money. They're spending a bunch of time, a bunch of effort on malaria. Malaria checks all the boxes. Are they going to do something there? I don't know. I have no idea. But at this point, I'm well past trusting. You know, I'm well past trusting these guys.
100%. And then how dangerous would those vaccines be? Will they be mRNA? Do you have any idea about that?
Well, it appears, so here's what I predict will be happening with vaccines, right? So we have mRNA integrated into the flu shots this year, at least in the United States, not sure about Canada. And we're seeing a lot of this happen. They're going to change the branding on the mRNA. We have been successful at making mRNA a bad thing in the minds of people because it is. They're going to change it. I'm already seeing this. They're referring to RNAi technology or particle RNA technology or short RNA or this or that or the other. I also have over here an equally scary issue. In an article that was published in the DVM 360, which is a veterinary medicine site, they published about this lecture that was given to the Morris Animal Foundation. And this super bright veterinary whatever comes out, and he's speaking about mRNA vaccines. And one of the things in there is say, and I'm going to just give you a quote from the article. However, mRNA and DNA vaccines are different in genetic material in other ways. For example, their immunization delivery, mRNA must enter only the cytoplasm to produce microbial protein, while DNA enters the cell nucleus. Now, what that means in plain English is this. mRNA, true messenger RNA. Now, we also need to distinguish, because they play games, messenger RNA does not change your genetics permanently. Mod RNA is a different story. They both start with M. And we've been talking about mRNA and the mRNA jabs, but here's a super secret little thing that nobody's talking about. mRNA and mod RNA are different. They both start with M. But if you look at what's in the COVID jabs, it's mod RNA. Mod RNA means modified RNA. It's laboratory modified and structured differently. It's more durable. It's more this, more that. So the RNA that you're getting is not messenger RNA in its typical form. It's mod RNA. Because it's mod RNA, that's why they're able to engineer certain types of mod RNA that will survive ingestion, digestion, and can be used in the food system. So there's that. Now, whether or not mod RNA can reverse transcribe and change your genetics permanently is up for debate. We don't know that for sure. What we do know, though, is that DNA does change your genes permanently. It enters the cell nucleus and it changes your genetics. So they're saying here, quote, additionally, DNA vaccines are more stable at room temperature. That's a benefit that may lead to DNA vaccines being more widely distributed and used on a global scale. I guarantee you that's where they're going with this. The vaccines are going to shift to DNA vaccines that permanently modify your genetics. I'm going to tell you further in this same article where they're talking about it's scientific. It's a scientific lecture. I want to pull something that should be terrifying to you, right? Now, they're talking about vaccinating our food supply with things that modify the genes permanently and that may or may not be transmissible to people. Okay, ready? This is a direct quote. Quote, alternative vaccine delivery methods, including spraying and oral administration, are also being studied for veterinary use and may have benefit for wildlife and livestock populations. A spray vaccine could quickly inoculate a flock of chickens, Fuller noted. Okay, folks, what that means is they've aerosolized it. So they can spray this. You can't see it. It's in the air. You inhale it. You're inoculated or vaccinated or whatever it is that they're putting into you. But it's in the air. They can put it in the air and they can poison you. And they found, and I've done my homework on this, it's because it can be absorbed through the mucosa. So when you breathe it in, you've got certain areas of your body that the air travels through. If these vaccine particles are in the air, they can attach and they can be absorbed through that. So they can now aerosolize. So what we have to understand is coming up, you've got gene-altering, permanent gene-altering DNA vaccines that are going to be aerosolized or put into your food or put into all of these things and or into mosquitoes even. You're going to have no idea this is happening, and you're going to be getting God knows what without any informed consent.
Yeah, when you say God knows what, you're absolutely right, because we know with people the likes of Yuval Noah Harari, they just want to turn us into AI. They want to control our thoughts. They want to put stuff inside of our bodies that could potentially be altering us so that we don't even think right anymore.
Yeah. Well, and that's it, right? As Harari says, free will is an illusion. So he's going to try and make sure that we lose it all. Of course, I'm thinking that Harari does not plan on hooking his brain to the internet, but you know, it's fine to do the rest of us.
Right.
This is terrifying, Laura, because what we have here is we have these guys developing things. Let's say that you are a farmer and they're going to require you to spray this vaccine on your chickens. How do we know it doesn't affect you? How do we know it doesn't affect humans? What happens when we eat the chickens whose DNA has been modified by this vaccine? What does that do? What's that do to the food supply? And by the way, right now in the United States, we've just approved Bill Gates' factory meat. Okay, if you're genetically creating the meat from the beginning, are you telling me you can't include some vaccination properties in there? Are you telling me that those GMOs can't GMO you? They're telling us right now they can. And you've got to understand something. This is really insidious, because what they're looking at is whether it's an animal or a person, they're looking at DNA as just a chemical reaction. It's a bunch of chemicals stuck together. And when they talk about changing your DNA or your genes, they're just talking about moving some chemicals around. If they can do it in an animal, if they can do it in this, they can do it in that, they can do it in a person. The mechanisms are not that dissimilar, and they are doing it. We know now that ingestible food is a thing. It's there. They know how to do it. Ingestible food that has DNA, or I'm sorry, that has vaccine qualities. We know that they have it available. I can't prove that they're doing it everywhere. I can show that they're using mRNA vaccines in cows or in pigs in the United States, but I can't show what all they're doing. We know that it's available. So at this point, this is a, hey, public, just trust Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and everybody else to do right by you, because, you know, they wouldn't do anything like that.
Really terrifying. And I think this is what's giving a lot of the world, sleepless nights and PTSD, because this is alarming. What What can Americans like yourself, good lawyers, those that are fighting the good fight, do to stop this?
I'm working on it. I'm working on cases. I'm working on developing it. There are things that can be done. It's complicated. You know, legally, there are some cases that could be filed that would be very relevant to this and that are very important. They're complicated, they're difficult, and I'm working on them as fast as I can. But the big thing that we have to do is we the people got to step up. I mean, this is something where everybody on the planet needs to hear this message. They need to hear what we're doing, what we're saying, where it's going. This is a really big deal. And, you know, at the end of the day, people don't realize exactly how bad this has gotten. This is one of those situations where we're now looking at the ability to modify your DNA without you ever even knowing you've been exposed to the process by which it's occurring. You know, they can put it in the air, put it in the food, put it in this. You don't even know what's happening. You know, it's not like they have to give you a shot anymore. And, you know, meanwhile, you've got these people telling you that they're going to take control of our healthcare, take control of this, take control of that. I mean, there's a bio war going on that nobody, without anybody even knowing it's happening. It's a terrifying thing.
You've been talking about vax deaths increasing, so let's put it in the food, basically. And you do your show, you present to the world, and I just want to give everyone the website, tomrenz.com, to follow what you're doing. The worldwide deaths are up, so excess deaths. Everybody is talking about this. Ed Dowd and kind of started this, you know, showing that in the insurance, I mean, death doesn't lie. You can say people died for all kinds of causes. You can lie that it's not the vaccine or whatever. But one thing for sure we know is we know the death count, and that is up everywhere. So does this inform some of the work that you are all doing as we watch that we've got a big problem with deaths going up? We have a lot of people now beginning to really report the injuries and the deaths that have been going on in North America, never mind other parts of the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, and Ed does an incredible job, and he's hit it from a different angle than I did. I mean, you know, he's looking at the insurance data and stuff like that. But, you know, understand, I had a whistleblower came forth from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and we presented death. There were 45,000 deaths. I think that was June of 2021. So we've been reporting on this from the beginning. I mean, we had the DMED data. We had multiple whistleblowers from federal agencies. Yeah, we just got censored a lot. And it took a lot to build up to where, you know, you could get these people on the news where we could actually hear about it. So, you know, and then, you know, Ed was analyzing it from this other angle. And I really like him. He's a good guy and he's a smart guy and he's dead right about this. No pun intended. Yeah, I mean, everything informs my work. I'm looking at this from every angle I can, you know, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, professional associations, whether it's academic journals, government documents, whistleblowers. We hit everything we can. But I'll tell you, Laura, I'm going to be real, real blunt with you. We start by early 2022, mid 2022, summer of 2022, somewhere in there. We put together a document. We had a plethora of various government documents and other things that we'd put together. We put it into a single document and put it out there in the vaccines. And it's actually on tomrenz.com under resources. You can find all of that stuff. But it's a 193-page document. And within it, you had a bunch of government documents going back to October of 2020. The first government document we included was released before the FDA authorized the vaccines. And that document said that they expected myocarditis and pericarditis and death and birth rate issues and all sorts of things. So we put this out. We've got more than enough evidence that in any sane world, these guys should be tried for murder. I mean, there's just no way that these guys shouldn't be. There's plenty of evidence out there. The problem isn't whether the evidence exists. The problem is developing the political will to ensure that we can have a Nuremberg 2.0. So I've shifted gears a bit and am focusing less on finding more evidence that shows what we already know and focusing rather on finding new evidence about things that we don't know, and also on getting the word out as far and wide as possible, which is why I do so much media.
We appreciate that you do that. What you were just saying is so important. Like, how much more evidence do we need of, you know, that we're under serious attack from forces and powers that do not have our best intentions in their heart? And you have an episode 15, Are We at War? And I like this thing. Maybe you can explain this as we let you go. But if we are at war, how would you know? How many coincidences have to occur before we see that we are under attack? The WEF, the CCP, and the One World Globalists have an agenda that we are seeing it play out. And I think these are very good questions. And I'm asking Canadians that every day. How much more do we have to see before we go, something's really wrong? That the word that I have is that we are already seized. And I believe we are more seized in Canada than the United States, but we are truly seized. They have our judicial system, our education system, our media. We're done. Like, unless God intervenes, I'm not certain how we get out of all of this.
Well, I'm glad that's still up there, because let me do this. So you look at the hashtags there.
Yep.
So death jabs. That's U.S. and Canada. Train derailments. I think you guys have had some major derailments up there.
Yep.
But the train derailments is more than just train derailments. The last hashtag says soft targets. So after 9/11, there were a bunch of hearings. And there's a bunch of people talking about, oh, we're at real risk for soft target attacks. Well, how many random soft targets have to be blown up, damaged? I mean, how many times does... do transformers in key areas or, web attacks or other things have to occur before someone says, well, maybe there's an issue. You know, the food supply. I mean, seriously, how many more plants can burn down? How many more food processing plants can burn down? Yeah, all of these different things. And the question I was asking there was, okay, so with the exception of tanks driving down our street, what would be happening differently if we were at war than if we aren't? What's happening now. And, you know, I would pose to anybody listening, look around you. Think about your life 10 years ago. If you told someone 10 years ago that we'd be dealing with all of these things, food, COVID, jabs, you know, political corruption, one world order, global digital currencies, tracking, all these things. And you said, you know, if all that happens, how would you characterize your life in your country? So, well, it sounds like we're at war. And that's the bottom line. You know, when we look at what's happening, you know, it sounds like we're at war, and we are. There is a war on freedom. There's a war on liberty. There's a war on independent thought. And right now it is not, praise God, a kinetic war. Largely, but it is a war nonetheless. And the thing is if we want to avoid it becoming a kinetic war, which we all do, then we, the people, need to really start muscling up and quit worrying about whether we're going to get made fun of on social media. Man up and do something about this.
100%. And I appreciate that you've entered this. You've had to pay a price personally. The attacks that come against anyone who dares to fight this, it's an absolutely ridiculous thing that the politically correct establishment, the woke left, ends up targeting you. And you've been so courageous, and it is so good for my heart to see you constantly in this fight, not giving up, not stopping to speak and to share and to give us knowledge so that we can be protected. Without knowledge, the people perish. And you're right. How many train derailments before we go, something's up here? I remember when hydroxychloroquine was shown to be effective against the coronavirus. Oh, what do you know? 3 hydroxychloroquine warehouses are suddenly on fire within a few days of each other. It's ridiculous. Yep. What is happening? Who's doing this? How is it so coordinated? How is it global? How did they infiltrate us so incredibly? How are they taking our children and messing with their minds by getting all of these schools to allow pedophilic books to be, you know, unguarded and and unstoppable, it seems, because school trustees who we elect to protect our kids are now going, well, we don't see anything wrong with that, en masse. And it's these pictures that you're like, I can't show you on this show. I can't show, and we're allowed to show a grade five. You know, what? Something's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you can get me started on that one. You'll get me all fired up because, you know, what these perverts are doing to our children is sick.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. So if you're a gay man, gay woman, and you live your life that way, that's fine. That's whatever. You do your thing. The problem is that trans, once you start going down that road, you've got a couple issues. So first of all, it's still recognized as a mental disorder. Gender dysphoria disorder is a medically diagnosable disease, condition, whatever. It's a thing, right? And the reason that it's actually a diagnosable thing is because if you have gender dysphoria disorder and you go and you get one of those surgeries where they remove body parts or add body parts or screw with your body and you're on hormones, you have lifelong health problems then, right? So yeah, the mental disorder aspect of this is not, hey, I just want to be a boy today or I just want to be a girl today. That's not the issue. The issue is, you know, if you wake up and you're gay, that doesn't create lifelong health problems that the taxpayers have to pay for. When you start disfiguring your body to be something that you're not, you don't actually change things, right? So if I wake up tomorrow and I have someone sew a dinosaur tail on my butt, that doesn't make me a dinosaur. It just makes me an idiot with a tail. So the thing about this is you can't change it by changing your outward appearance. You are what you are. But when you go through all of those changes, what you do is you create a lot of health issues that you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life. So it, now, instead of trying to say, listen, if you've got this diagnosable disease and there's a problem, you know, we should all work together to try and be compassionate and help you through it and help you get over it. Now, instead of doing that, we're saying, nope, it's great. And we want our kids to learn about it too. And hopefully they get that because then we can go on social media and show everybody how open-minded we are by saying, hey, great, my kid wants to pretend to be a girl today. And so yeah, at 8 years old, I've got him on puberty blockers and it just created a lifelong health issue for my kid because I'm an abusive monster of a parent who doesn't actually care about their kid and is much more interested in likes on social media.
You are dead right, 100%. Thank you very much. I just appreciate your passion, what you're saying, the points that you bring out, and also your ability to have a legal mind so that you can help Americans and thereby even Canadians figure out how to fight all of this. It's a crazy world. I encourage everyone to go to tomrenz.com and to hear more from attorney Thomas Renz regarding all of the things that we've talked about today and more. I see that you cover a lot of topics and I appreciate very much your courage. Let's do this again soon, Tom.
Sounds great, Laura. I always appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for the price you're paying to do what you're doing. We appreciate it.
It's my honor.
That is a good man there, and that makes everything that we do worth it. I will tell you that. And I just appreciate, I've seen Tom present personally live in the United States of America, and he's just a riveting presenter, all that he's doing. I remember seeing the videos that he had up with other attorneys that are fighting very, very hard. And, you know, he goes like before Congress and presents. I mean, he's just doing his part to let the world know. How many more examples of things being destroyed and things that are pertinent to human life, right, to the food chain, do we have to see before we go, what is happening? And do we know what is happening? I'm not sure if we do. I mean, we have an idea and we have some suggestions for names, but I've had some pretty significant people on these shows saying the real people behind all of this, we may not know their names or faces ever because they keep in the dark shadows while they allow their minions, and you might call them the elites or these power people, to do their bidding. And, you know, somebody like Anthony Fauci, who's come onto the scene and is literally tantamount to a serial killer because what he did with the AIDS issue and how he gave all the homosexual people AZT drug, and then it killed them. It killed them. That is not okay. And now, when he had a chance to tell the truth, to be on the right side of history, again, he killed a lot of people. He diminished hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. He went against the president of the United States and really told lies. So he's a key player. But is he just a puppet? So we can be mad as we want at Dr. Anthony Fauci, but he's just a puppet, paid off, probably has a big bank account somewhere that they, you know, have chosen to take care of him for the rest of their lives. My website is lauralyn.tv. If you enjoy this great information, then would you consider helping us to do what we do? It's going to be absolutely phenomenal because tomorrow we're going to have on, I think tomorrow, but an incredible person. You've been hearing about how Canadians are going to have supplements taken away or banned. And we have somebody who's going to be sharing the truth on all of that. And so stay tuned for that. When you go to my website at lauralyn.tv, you have an opportunity there to email us an e-transfer at lauralynlive@protonmail.com. That is our e-transfer. And there's also a way, if you enjoy snail mail, and people still do that. Do you know that? And you know what? I love it because you usually send me a card when you do that. And you write me a personal note and you let me know that you're behind us and you bless us with something to help us to keep going. JT and I do this because it is a calling from God. We did not decide that this would be a great career path. Oh, let's make money and we'll go into being, you know, banned from certain platforms and horrible things said about us in the press. And, you know, let's, you know, lose friends and loved ones and just all for telling the truth. You know, no. This is Braveheart. This is, we're at war. We believe we're at war. I think Tom Renz has the right take on that. And we're here to tell the truth. So when you go into that donate button and you make a donation to us, you help us to keep going. And therefore, you're part of the harvest of what we are giving humanity. Do you know what I love? I love when I go to all these different places and what they do is they tell me, because of you, Lauralyn, I never took the shot. Because of you, because of what we saw on your show, our whole family decided not to get the vaccines. You're welcome. It is my honor and privilege to have given you enough information that your family was protected. Because now that we see what's coming out, there's no bones about it. We just had that good doctor, Dr. Manike from Denmark, giving all the statistics on the kill shots, the amount of harm that was happening in these shots. It's documented, it's evidence, it's good data. We love telling you the truth so that your lives will be spared. That's why I'm here. And I don't think we're done. We got to deal with all that they're trying to do with the mosquitoes and, you know, monkeypox. Lord knows, let's hope that that's not going to go any farther because that was dumb. And then there's the food modification. And so we want to keep you up to date, and that's why we're going to be talking to a guest about how they're trying to, you know, diminish the natural supplements that we're going to be able to take. Well, we're here to serve you. So when you make a donation to us, even if it's anonymous, we never need to know your name. Maybe you don't want to be bothered. You know, you don't want a thank you card from us or a thank you note at all. You don't care about that, and you just prefer that nobody knows. But you help us to do what we do? Thank you. I can only tell the anonymous people here, thank you. We need that. We appreciate it. It makes a difference. Every gift, small or large, helps us to do this. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart that we need it and we're grateful. Thank you. I want to leave you today with a word from Matthew. I love when words are in red letters, because that means Jesus actually is talking these words to the disciples, and whatever he had to say was probably pretty important. And in verse 16 of chapter 10 of Matthew, he says, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." Why did Jesus have to warn his disciples that he's sending them out among the wolves? Because people are bad. Nothing's changed. We still have wolves in our society. In our churches, we have wolves in sheep's clothing sometimes. Thank God, not all churches. I love the pastors that I associate with who are true men of God. I think of my dear brother, Pastor Giulio Gabelli, Pastor Craig Baroker in Calgary. Great pastors, Pastor Aaron Rock in Ontario. Men who have fought the good fight. They have not finished their course yet, but they have fought. They've stood up for us in Canada. "Be on your guard," says Jesus. "You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it, or at what time you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." I think about speaking with Nathaniel Pavlovsky, Archer Pavlovsky's son, who just spoke at the EU and was detained in the Montreal airport with an arrest warrant, basically. What's happening with Pastor Archer and facing 10 years for preaching? And that's what he did. This man doesn't have guns, you know? And I've asked him because I wanted him to have some, but he doesn't. He's a peaceful man, but his words are his strength. His words are what he speaks when he sees that there's corruption happening. And some people can be silent for their whole entire life in the face of corruption. But when you are a true follower of Jesus Christ, you are among the wolves. So Jesus says you are to be as shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. So a snake slithers. And a snake actually is really a symbol for demons. But he says, don't be a snake, but be as shrewd as snakes. Be wise. Consider well what we are facing in this time, this war that has been started. Don't be foolish. Don't be naive. Choose to see it. Be a seer. And then choose to walk with God. Thanks for joining me. See you next time. You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.